In Iraq today, thousands of American and Iraqi forces launched an operation around southern parts of Ramadi to isolate insurgents in an area that has been among the most deadly for the American military. American commanders were quoted by the Associated Press as saying that the U.S. and Iraqi forces met only light resistance in the early stages of the operation. Elsewhere across Iraq, bombings and shootings claimed more than 24 lives this weekend, and two American soldiers were taken captive by gunmen south of Baghdad. The large-scale combined military operation in Ramadi comes as the Iraqi government has recently completed an investigation into accusations that U.S. Marines killed 24 unarmed Iraqi civilians last year in the town of Haditha. The Iraqi government is expected to hand over its report to the top U.S. military commander in Iraq, who's also reviewing the U.S. military's own probe into the incident. NPR's Jamie Tarabay met Iraq's new human rights minister, who spoke about the report.
Wijdan Michel is sitting in an overstuffed leather couch in the echoing lobby of the Rashid Hotel. During Saddam's time, it housed visiting foreign journalists. Now, it's home to employees of the U.S. Embassy and the Iraqi government. Michel moved in here with her family after being tapped for the human rights job nearly a month ago. Much of her time has been occupied in preparing the report on Haditha.
I called the Deputy Prime Minister, Salam Zabai, who is responsible for the security, and ask him to send a copy of the report and the DVD to the embassy, the American embassy. Maybe they will see and have used for it.
She doesn't expect the Iraqi government's contribution to have much weight as far as the military inquiry is concerned. She already asked U.S. President George W. Bush, when he visited Iraq last week, if someone from the Iraqi government could sit in as an observer on investigating committees into abuses U.S. military are charged with against Iraqis, detainees in particular.
He said that they were sure that the military or the coalition, they knew how to make the justice, and he trusts them, and he know that if there was anyone who make a fault will be punished on it, and so on.
She won't say if she thinks anyone should be punished for the Haditha killings. Right now, the head of the U.S. ground forces in Iraq is reviewing an American military investigative report on the Haditha allegations. There's already been reports of a number of missteps, failure to stick to procedure in filing reports, and allegations of a cover-up. For Wijdan Michel, there is at least one irrefutable fact.
9 of them were children under 15 years old. One was 2 years old, one was 1 year old, one 4 years old.
She says it's not up to the Iraqi government or her ministry to decide someone's guilt, but she wants to make sure the U.S. military reads her report.
It's their duty to investigate about that and say this guilty or not guilty. And we will ask after that what happened in their investigation, because we must continue to see what happened to our report, because we make a report and we need to know if they read it and what their answer for it.
But while she won't pass judgment, Michel warns the Iraqi people won't be satisfied with a simple apology from the U.S. military for the deaths in Haditha.
I think the Iraqi people will not accept that there is nothing happened, and what happened, it was Iraqi mistake. And because there was 9 children killed and with no reason, they haven't a gun with them, they can't speak, they can't do anything, they are just kids. So I think it will not be acceptable that they will say sorry, something ordinary, when there is a war. I don't think that it will be acceptable.
Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.